The following is a review of the financial reporting and analysis principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Financial Statement Analysis and Introduction. The first LOS is to describe the roles of financial reporting and financial statement analysis. Financial reporting refers to the way companies show their financial performance to investors, creditors, and other interested parties by preparing and presenting financial statements. According to the IASB Conceptual Framework for Financial Reporting 2010, quote, "The objective of general-purpose financial reporting is to provide financial information about the reporting entity that is useful to existing and potential investors, lenders, and other creditors in making decisions about providing resources to the entity. Those decisions involve buying, selling, or holding equity and debt instruments, and providing or settling loans and other forms of credit." End quote. The role of financial statement analysis is to use the information in a company's financial statements, along with other relevant information, to make economic decisions. Examples of such decisions include whether to invest in the company's securities or recommend them to investors, and whether to extend trade or bank credit to the company. Analysts use financial statement data to evaluate a company's past performance and current financial position in order to form opinions about the company's ability to earn profits and generate cash flow in the future. The next LOS is to describe the roles of the Statement of Financial Position, Statement of Comprehensive Income, Statement of Changes in Equity, and Statement of Cash Flows in evaluating a company's performance and financial position. The balance sheet, also known as the Statement of Financial Position or Statement of Financial Condition, reports the firm's financial position at a point in time. The balance sheet consists of three elements. Assets are the resources controlled by the firm. Liabilities are amounts owed to lenders and other creditors. Owner's equity is the residual interest in the net assets of an entity that remains after deducting its liabilities. Transactions are measured so that the fundamental accounting equation holds: assets equal liabilities plus owner's equity. The Statement of Comprehensive Income reports all changes in equity except for shareholder transactions such as issuing stock, repurchasing stock, and paying dividends. The income statement, also known as the Statement of Operations or the Profit and Loss Statement, reports on the financial performance of the firm over a period of time. The elements of the income statement include revenues, expenses, and gains and losses. Revenues are inflows from delivering or producing goods, rendering services, or other activities that constitute the entity's ongoing major or central operations. Expenses are outflows from delivering or producing goods or services that constitute the entity's ongoing major or central operations. Other income includes gains that may or may not arise in the ordinary course of business. Under international financial reporting standards, the income statement can be combined with other comprehensive income and presented as a single statement of comprehensive income. Alternatively, the income statement and the statement of comprehensive income can be presented separately. Presentation is similar under U.S. generally accepted accounting principles, except that firms can choose to report comprehensive income in the statement of shareholders' equity. The Statement of Changes in Equity reports the amounts and sources of changes in equity investors' investment in the firm over a period of time. The Statement of Cash Flows reports the company's cash receipts and payments. These cash flows are classified as follows. Operating cash flows include the cash effects of transactions that involve the normal business of the firm. Investing cash flows are those resulting from the acquisition or sale of property, plant, and equipment, of a subsidiary or segment, of securities, and of investments in other firms. Financing cash flows are those resulting from issuance or retirement of the firm's debt and equity securities and include dividends paid to stockholders. The next LOS is to describe the importance of financial statement notes and supplementary information, including disclosures of accounting policies, methods and estimates, and management's commentary. Financial statement notes, or footnotes, include disclosures that provide further details about the information summarized in the financial statements. Footnotes allow users to improve the assessments of the amount, timing, and uncertainty of the estimates reported in the financial statements. Footnotes discuss the basis of presentation, such as the fiscal period covered by the statements and the inclusion of consolidated entities. Provide information about accounting methods, assumptions, and estimates used by management, and provide additional information on items such as business acquisitions or disposals, legal actions, employee benefit plans, contingencies and commitments, significant customers, sales to related parties, and segments of the firm. Management's commentary, also known as management's report, operating and financial review, and management's discussion and analysis, or MD&A, is one of the most useful sections of the annual report. In this section, management discusses a variety of issues, including the nature of the business, past performance, and future outlook. Analysts must be aware that some parts of management's commentary may be unaudited. For publicly held firms in the United States, the Securities and Exchange Commission requires that management's discussion and analysis discuss trends and identify significant events and uncertainties that affect the firm's liquidity, capital resources, and results of operations. Management's discussion and analysis must also include effects of inflation and changing prices, if material, impact of off-balance sheet obligations and contractual obligations, such as purchase commitments, accounting policies that require significant judgment by management, and forward-looking expenditures and divestitures. The next LOS asks us to describe the objective of audits of financial statements, the types of audit reports, and the importance of effective internal controls. An audit is an independent review of an entity's financial statements. Public accountants conduct audits and examine the financial reports and supporting records. The objective of an audit is to enable the auditor to provide an opinion on the fairness and reliability of the financial statements. The independent certified public accounting firm employed by the Board of Directors is responsible for seeing that the financial statements conform to the applicable accounting standards. The auditor examines the company's accounting and internal control systems, confirms assets and liabilities, and generally tries to determine that there are no material errors in the financial statements. The auditor's report is an important source of information. The standard auditor's opinion contains three parts. The first part states that whereas the financial statements are prepared by management and are its responsibility, the auditor has performed an independent review. The second part states that generally accepted auditing standards were followed, thus providing reasonable assurance that the financial statements contain no material errors. The third part states that the auditor is satisfied that the statements were prepared in accordance with accepted accounting principles and that the principles chosen and estimates made are reasonable. The auditor's report must also contain additional explanation when accounting methods have not been used consistently between periods. An unqualified opinion, also known as a clean opinion, indicates that the auditor believes the statements are free from material omissions and errors. If the statements make any exceptions to the accounting principles, the auditor may issue a qualified opinion and explain these exceptions in the audit report. The auditor can issue an adverse opinion if the statements are not presented fairly or are materially non-conforming with accounting standards. If the auditor is unable to express an opinion, for example, in the case of a scope limitation, a disclaimer of opinion is issued. The auditor's opinion will also contain an explanatory paragraph when a material loss is probable, but the amount cannot be reasonably estimated. These uncertainties may relate to the going concern assumption, which is the assumption that the firm will continue to operate for the foreseeable future, to the valuation or realization of asset values, or to litigation. This type of disclosure may be a signal of serious problems and may call for close examination by the analyst. Internal controls are the processes by which the company ensures that it presents accurate financial statements. Internal controls are the responsibility of management. For publicly traded firms in the United States, the auditor must express an opinion on the firm's internal controls. The auditor can provide this opinion separately or as the fourth element of the standard opinion. The next LOS is to identify and describe information sources that analysts use in financial statement analysis besides annual financial statements and supplementary information. Besides the annual financial statements, an analyst should examine a company's quarterly or semi-annual reports. These interim reports typically update the major financial statements and footnotes, but are not necessarily audited. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, filings are available from EDGAR, the Electronic Data Gathering, Analysis, and Retrieval System. These include Form 8K, which a company must file to report events such as acquisitions and disposals of major assets or changes in its management or corporation governance. Companies' annual and quarterly financial statements are also filed with the SEC in Form 10K and Form 10Q, respectively. Proxy statements are issued to shareholders when there are matters that require a shareholder vote. These statements, which are also filed with the SEC and available from EDGAR, are a good source of information about the election and qualifications of board members, compensation, management qualifications, and the issuance of stock options. Corporate reports and press releases are written by management and are often viewed as public relations or sales materials. Not all of the material is independently reviewed by outside auditors. Such information can often be found on the company's website. Firms often provide earnings guidance before the financial statements are released. Once an earnings announcement is made, a conference call may be held whereby senior management is available to answer questions. An analyst should also review pertinent information on economic conditions and the company's industry and compare the company to its competitors. The necessary information can be acquired from trade journals, statistical reporting services, and government agencies. The next LOS is to describe the steps in the financial statement analysis framework. The financial statement analysis framework consists of six steps. Step 1. State the objective and context. Determine what questions the analysis seeks to answer, the form in which this information needs to be presented, and what resources and how much time are available to perform the analysis. Step 2. Gather data. Acquire the company's financial statements and other relevant data on its industry and the economy. Ask questions of the company's management, suppliers, and customers, and visit company sites. Step 3. Process the data. Make any appropriate adjustments to the financial statements. Calculate ratios. Prepare exhibits such as graphs and common size balance sheets. Step 4. Analyze and interpret the data. Use the data to answer the questions stated in the first step. Decide what conclusions or recommendations the information supports. Step 5. Report the conclusions or recommendations. Prepare a report and communicate it to its intended audience. Be sure the report and its dissemination comply with the code and standards that relate to investment analysis and recommendations. Step 6. Update the analysis. Repeat these steps periodically and change the conclusions or recommendations when necessary.